Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. A couple questions, if you've got time. One is, what are some good supplements for sleep? I have a lot of problems sleeping and sometimes falling asleep, but also waking up in the middle of the night. And I do take magnesium occasionally, and maybe I'm not taking enough. I can't tell if that's working or not. But I think in the past you've mentioned some other supplements, but I can't remember. And I also had a question about NAD, if we have time.
Sure. Okay, well, first one I always ask people to try is a duplicate of what our own brains make to calm us down, and that certainly helps us to sleep a lot. Okay, what our own brains make as a calmer, the principal one I should say, there's more than one, but the principal calmer is something called gamma-aminobutyric acid, and it's always abbreviated so we can see it on the health food store shelf as GABA, all capital letters. Now, have you tried that, sir?
I know of it. I think I've taken it in the past, but I'm not sure what – I don't know what dose to take because they're pretty wide – there's a wide variation in doses when I see them on the shelf.
There sure is.
Yeah.
Okay.
What dose would be – what's a good dose for that?
I'm going to be real specific on the brand here first, sir, and then I'll get to the dose, I promise.
Okay.
The reason for that is not that I have anything to do with the brand. I don't. The stuff is made in Japan. I have nothing to do with them financially or any other way. However, it is sold widely through the United States, and one of the reasons it is that the way it is put together, it has absolutely no residue of ingredients from the chemical process that's used to make the other forms of GABA, which are molecularly identical to GABA. I've got nothing against that. But unfortunately, in the chemistry, they can't get all the last shreds of the, the precursor that they made it out of. And so that doesn't really hurt anybody, but I'd rather have one that's just absolutely the pure molecule. And that one has a strange name. Here's the title on the bottle. PHARMA, pharma. You'd think it was a pharmaceutical, but it isn't. And then GABA, PHARMA, GABA. And the reason for that on there is it is a company over in Japan that thinks that if they put pharma on it, it's going to sell better because people are going to think it's a pharmaceutical, and they don't know that there's a big market in the United States that doesn't want pharmaceuticals unless they must take them. So anyway, the stuff is called PharmaGABA. I think Thorne Research has brought it from here, from Japan. Now let's get to the doses. The doses can start at 100 milligrams, but they can go higher. And did you know that your body will tell you when you're taking too much? No, you won't have an overdose and fall on the floor. You'll just get so drowsy that you can't wake up when you wanted to. And so, excuse me, our bodies will tell us. So I start with 100 milligrams, and if that isn't enough to help, okay, go to 200. And if that isn't enough to help, go to 300. And about that point, many people tell me, hey, if I do that, I sleep good, but I'm too drowsy in the morning, and I had to back off a little. Oh, okay, I'm not going to complain about that as long as you're still sleeping. So there you are, sir, with that particular one. It is, again, called PharmaGABA. Now, I'm not going to shut up quite yet, but I will shortly. And that is CBD, otherwise known as cannabinoid, or CBD in capital letters. That stuff, many people have told me, is a sleep aid for them. Now, you may or may not know. You probably do if you're a listener to this show. But all this idiocy about making cannabis illegal was truly idiocy because research scientists have found, particularly a professor over in Israel starting in the 1990s, that our bodies have receptors in them for cannabinoids. Cannabinoids are just stuff found in the cannabis plant, and our bodies have receptors for them. And why would nature and creation build in receptors to the human body for something that's illegal to take? Duh. They're trying to tell us that it's bad for us? Excuse me, we've got receptors for it. And yes, if we take too much of that, some people tell me, I'm too drowsy. It can do the same thing. But that's about the worst it can do, so now I'll shut up, sir.
Regarding GABA, is there any rebound insomnia if you just stop taking it for whatever reason, the GABA?
So far, I've not heard of that. I suppose it's possible, but all the folks I know who do use GABA, and it's a fair number of them because there's a lot of insomnia out there, haven't told me that yet.
Oh, okay. Also, I have taken CBD before, and it does help with sleep, but it has a strange effect on my eyes. Lights start looking almost like a cataract type effects where lights, I get a lot of dispersion of light, I've noticed, when I take CBD. And there's actually, I saw something online where in animals they showed that ocular pressures went up with CBD, but it didn't when with the THC was added. But anyway, and I noticed when I stopped taking the CBD, the symptoms go away. So I'm a little leery about taking the CBD. I notice when I'm driving, the lights look worse to me.
I got to agree with you, sir. I would be leery about it, too. So far, I've heard of one or two other types of symptoms from CBD, and what I've got to think there is, since it does belong in the human body, that you're probably hypersensitive to it. It's possibly hypersensitive to anything. I know people who are allergic to carrots, just for example. So anyway, I would pay attention to your body and stay away from it. You've already done that. Congratulations.
Okay. Also, on NAD, is that good for slowing down or even possibly preventing neurodegenerative diseases like, you know, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's? Has that been shown in any, what do we know about NAD and the neurodegenerative diseases?
Have you heard of something called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease, sir?
Oh, yeah.
There's a recent publication that shows that niacinamide, never mind the high-priced NAD, because niacinamide does all the same things, that niacinamide slows the progression of ALS significantly. Wow! That's one of the few things that's ever been found to do that, sir. So you do not need to pay the high price for NAD, because niacinamide, which is really inexpensive, and it's in all the health food stores and the Toma dispensary and the compounding pharmacy, etc., etc., niacinamide, when it's swallowed in a sufficient quantity, and that's the key thing, a sufficient quantity, it turns into NAD in every cell in our bodies, and the NAD then turns into NADH, and it energizes the cells. And, in fact, the ALS research came from researchers who were messing with the microbiome, the gut bacteria, of course, in people with ALS, and they found a certain kind of bacteria was useful and slowed the progress, and then they found out it was the niacinamide made by that bacteria that was doing the work.
Huh.
So there you go, sir. Just niacinamide. Now, what's an adequate dose? I'm sorry to interrupt. And it's a total for adults of 3,000 milligrams a day. Why so doggone much? Because back in the 1940s, a pioneer in niacinamide research found that that's what it took for most individuals who had osteoarthritis to completely control, and did I say completely control? Yes, I did. Their osteoarthritis symptoms within 3 to 4 months, but less than that didn't work as well, and occasionally more than that would give people a low-grade nausea, which is the first sign of, I'm taking too much niacinamide. You get a low-grade nausea, you quit the niacinamide for a couple of days, go back to a lower dose, and you don't get the low-grade nausea. So I'm going to shut up now, sir. It's your turn.
Do you split the 3,000 milligrams over two or three doses during the day?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, unless you go to a health food store that has time-release niacinamide, and that works as if it were taken three times a day, except you just have to take it 12 hours apart morning and evening, and you don't have to take that middle-of-the-day one. It is more expensive, though, to get the time-release one.
Would you say that it's okay? Would you recommend taking that prophylactically just to ward off, you know, evil spirits in terms of getting neurodegenerative type things, or is that overkill?
No, it's not, sir. Niacinamide has been officially labeled by researchers as a longevity vitamin. Ah, I could use a little longevity. So could a few other people.
Okay. So based on the ALS study, I guess we could say, if somebody had Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, that'd probably be a good thing. It'd probably be good for that too. Or if you were concerned about those things also,
It would be something to add in anytime there's a neurodegenerative disease, and just see if we feel better. Because remember, if we take too much, we'll get real low grade nausea. Otherwise, it has no adverse effects, and this stuff is cheap. That's the other thing.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, thanks so much. That's good information. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, sir, and thank you for holding for a bit there. Sorry about that.